Good morning. A seasonably mild start to the day and even muggy and a summer-like feel across interior New York and New England with temperatures largely in the 60s, but also dew points in the 60s, adding to that humidity with areas of fog in spots. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies as a cold front slides our way from western New York. As the front draws closer, we'll run the risk at a few scattered showers through the morning hours. At the same time, a deep trough of low pressure is digging into the Midwest and Ohio Valley. Energy diving through this trough will round its base in the southeastern United States and generate a strong area of low pressure along the Atlantic coast. This low pressure wave will then ride up the coast and in our direction as we head toward the second half of the day, generating more widespread showers and even the chance of a few thunderstorms or heavier bursts of rain before sunset. Temperatures, meanwhile, will continue to climb into the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs. That strong area of low pressure will move through the region tonight. Skies will be cloudy and showers will be common, even a steadier rain. Some of the rain will be heavy at times and even a few rumbles of thunder overnight and towards sunrise on Wednesday. Overnight lows will average near 60. Rain showers will persist through the morning drive on Wednesday, then gradually taper off toward lunchtime. Skies, which will begin cloudy, will turn partly to mostly sunny on Wednesday afternoon, and the wind will flip around to the west-northwest, scouring out the humidity by the end of the day. High temperatures on Wednesday will be in the middle and upper 60s. High pressure will build in for the day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. It will be dry with highs in the upper 60s once again. That deep trough of low pressure will be overhead during the day on Friday, and another weaker wave of low pressure will ride up and through it, generating mostly cloudy skies and additional scattered showers to finish up the work week. High temperatures on Friday will be seasonably cool and in the lower 60s. A new area of cool high pressure will build in for the weekend, keeping it dry for both Saturday and Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds both days with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. We'll renew the chance of showers again on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wildfires continue to impact portions of California as a result of near record high temperatures, low relative humidity, and locally strong gusty winds. High pressure anchored over the Intermountain West will continue to promote these elevated to critical fire weather conditions through the day today, with some improvement over the next 48 hours from Northern California as the high pressure center weakens and the winds tend to subside. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 52 degrees, with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour, gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 62, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 10, gusting to 21 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 76 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature 67, that's 10 degrees above normal. 13 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 63 hundredths now for the month, which is still 2.43 inches of rain below normal, and 24.54 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 4.67 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 46, the record high 86 set in 1921, and the record low 29 in 2000. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening 6:39 p.m., 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing through the afternoon today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More rain, heavy at times tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon today and highs in the upper 70s. More rain and thunderstorms, heavy at times tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 70s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon today and highs in the mid-70s. More rain and thunderstorms, heavy at times tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers and possibly a thunderstorm through the afternoon today and highs in the mid-70s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, the rain could be heavy at times, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain, then breaks to sunshine, becoming breezy with increasing sunshine during the afternoon and lower humidity, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Thursday. Showers on Friday, lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, highs both days near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.